WQE.com today.
Wall Street fat cats, a.k.a. CEOs, grilled on the Hill. Don't they know it's all about secrets, especially where they were? But I guess they had to release those bonuses, and that set everybody's hair on fire and started part of the problems for the J.P. Morgans and whatnot. And, of course, Goldman Slacks, as I like to call it, or Goldman Sachs. A rough day for those guys. A rough day in Haiti, sadly. And that's where the eyes of the world are. And many in the U.S. are rushing to try to rescue and help. A lot of relief workers are hitting the ground now in Haiti, as it's all about digging out at this point. Could be up to 500,000 dead. They don't want to release a total because they're nowhere near that at this point. And trying to figure out what caused all the devastation in that Haiti earthquake. You know, it's about those plates and it's about the timing and whatnot. And the world is in fear of, sadly, what they're finding in Haiti. And it's going to be a huge death toll, I'm certain of it. We'll let you hear what the president had to say about that. And, of course, those who are on foot trying to do whatever they can, scouring through buildings that literally were flattened like pancakes before so many people's eyes. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Glad to be here each and every night, of course, on America. Tonight is the captain of this ship as we continue to careen through rough waters near and far and closer to home. You know, you can always join the conversation. Boy, we have some interesting things that we're going to be talking about in this hour of ATN, including politics as usual. I've been saying that from day one, sadly, though, haven't I? You know, I am definitely of the mind that the third party looks better and better and better to me as time goes on. I have had some people that have flattened that argument, thinking that, well, you know, power corrupts, and ultimately that's the same thing that will happen. All right, 800-259-5791, if you want to throw in your two as we glide along here. Rodney in California, you have the leadoff spot. Hello.
Hey, Kate, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks. You were just talking about Haiti earlier, and I think that's pretty interesting topic. I was just reading that I don't know if you read what or heard maybe what Pat Robertson said earlier.
Yes, about the comments about the devil. And
basically, what Pat Robertson said was that Haiti made a pact with the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And he said Haiti. I thought they said Hades. And what I'm leading to believe is that Pat Robertson may be correct in this, that we have to believe that something out of our planet, outer planetary, has happened here. That the fact that there is an earthquake in Haiti,
mm-hmm.
and the people that are living in Haiti right now, they're not they speak French, I believe. They're denied even mm-hmm. speaking English. But the fact that maybe 100,000 of these people have been departed this great world that we have, and I have to believe that somehow there is a connection to what is going on in America right now here.
All right, so you think you pretty much are on board then, you're saying, with what Pat Robertson is saying, that there's something more to this, and this is why this has happened. It's not about Mother Nature, it's not about tectonic plates or any of that kind of stuff, or the shifting of anything. It's something much bigger than that. Mm. All right, so if anyone out there agrees, that's interesting. If anyone out there agrees with Rodney, you know the number. Give us a call on that or flip me an email at americatonight.net. It's interesting. I'm actually glad that he brought that up because the comments from Pat Robertson got him in some, well, of course, he's no stranger to controversy, and I don't think he was worried about that, but when he made those comments, I don't know if he was ready for the immediate avalanche that came back on him, suggesting that this was God. This was a punishment thing, basically. And that's where that all came from, versus something that happened as a result of Mother Nature and timing and, like I said, plates, etc. I don't know. to me, in looking what the scientific evidence is and what they're saying, and then the quake and how it's being explained. Let me throw this your way. The earthquake that slammed into Haiti on Tuesday, of course, was the strongest to hit that island. I talked about this on one of the shows in like 200 years, but they have had them before. 7.0, right? And, what caused the earthquake? Well, it happened at an odd time. Any time's a bad time. But it happened 10 miles southwest of Port-au-Prince, and it happened just before 5 o'clock Eastern. It happened at a fault that runs right through Haiti and is pretty much situated along the boundary between the Caribbean and the North American plates. Rocky slabs, if you will, as it was described to me, that covered the planet and fit together like a jigsaw puzzle, right? The two plates constantly go past one another, just slightly under an inch a year, with the Caribbean plate moving eastward, and this is getting pretty deep here, I know, but moving eastward with respect to the North American slab. So the little tiny slippage is small, but geophysicists will tell you that's not what they felt. They felt the release of energy from another fault system. They moved past each other in east-west, and that's what caused that energy release and the earthquakes. So like I said, it hasn't happened in a while, but there have been historically in that area. See, that's the problem with that theory about why Haiti and the timing and all that stuff. The fault has been linked to some very big quakes. You have to go way back, but some huge 1673, and 1684, and 1751, 1770, 1860. If you go back into the books, that's what you'll find. And it's rare. It hasn't been a hot zone for earthquakes, but it's not unheard of. So that's the problem with the theory. It was one of the largest to hit, but Haiti takes up about half of the island of Hispaniola, where the Dominican Republic lies on the other side. And if you go back to the late 40s, they had an 8.0 earthquake there that caused a bunch of deaths. And now this casualties list will probably be much higher because you're talking about a bigger population, obviously, but it's not unheard of that there are quakes in that area. You have to go back a ways, obviously, as I just gave you some of the dates. But like I said, it's not so shocking that we've never, ever heard of this happening, even if it is rare. We're not talking about California or Japan or some of the usual places that we'll mention whenever there's an earthquake. But he brings up an interesting point. And if you concur, I want to hear from you and why. And if you don't and you believe what the geologists are saying and going back to the past, you can certainly throw in your two cents there. I think it's very sad, frankly, for the people that are there, that are families that are ripped apart. I mean, innocent kids who are buried underneath churches and hospitals, and I mean just a firestorm of chaos, and now the world is there trying to help these people. Thank goodness there's humanitarians that are willing to do that and scramble and try to help. Stay with us, more to come on the flip side.
What would happen if you fell into a black hole? Can we see back to the beginning of time? What if Einstein never realized E equals MC squared? Every week, Guide to the Cosmos on WebTalkRadio.net takes you on an adventure through the universe, sometimes way out there, and sometimes right here at home. And we do this in plain English. So even if you fear physics and are allergic to math, you'll still love Guide to the Cosmos on webtalkradio.net.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD-SEED. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
She's getting her freeze frame moments, no doubt. Sarah Palin on Fox. I think it's so far ratings boom. Just a couple of days and a couple of conversations. And she's basically an analyst. But for the Fox network, it's working out pretty well. While another network struggles with their ratings over the debacle of Jay Leno and Conan O'Brien. Boy, it is like an ugly, twisted male primetime soap opera. It is raw, the things that are happening. And some of the comedy, actually, I have to admit, is pretty funny. It's not funny what's happening in Haiti. And theories abound as to what happened scientifically. And then Pat Robertson opened the door for talking about something that happened a very long time ago, back in the 1800s, in fact, from a legend where the Haitians basically revolted against the French army and entered into, if you will, a pact with Satan that was wrapped in a voodoo deity in exchange for a military victory. And they finally, I think 1803 is when they were reborn or got rid of the French, basically. But Robertson opened up the can of worms for criticism, and then those backing what he had to say, that what's happened is because of a pact that the Haitians made with the devil a long time ago, it's coming back to roost them, And that's what he said on his 700 Club the other day after an interview with a missionary who talked about helping the victims of the earthquake. And so Robertson had some thoughts about why the earthquake actually hit that nation. But as I mentioned, there is some history there for earthquakes. You just have to go way back, but they certainly have had them in their past, and some pretty bad ones. This obviously may go down as one of the worst. There's no question about that. So our president, in the meantime, talked about sending aid and doing whatever the United States had to do to help the people of Haiti. And here's a little bit of what he said to the press today.
Good morning, everybody. This morning I want to extend to the people of Haiti the deep condolences and unwavering support of the American people following yesterday's terrible earthquake. We are just now beginning to learn the extent of the devastation, but the reports and images that we've seen of collapsed hospitals, crumbled homes, and men and women carrying their injured neighbors through the streets are truly heart-wrenching. Indeed, for a country and a people who are no strangers to hardship and suffering, this tragedy seems especially cruel and incomprehensible. Our thoughts and prayers are also with the many Haitian Americans around our country who do not yet know the fate of their families and loved ones back home. I have directed my administration to respond with a swift, coordinated, and aggressive effort to save lives. The people of Haiti will have the full support of the United States in the urgent effort to rescue those trapped beneath the rubble and to deliver the humanitarian relief, the food, water, and medicine that Haitians will need in the coming days. In that effort, our government, especially USAID and the Departments of State and Defense, are working closely together and with our partners in Haiti, the region, and around the world. Right now, our efforts are focused on several urgent priorities. First, we're working quickly to account for U.S. Embassy personnel and their families in Port-au-Prince, as well as the many American citizens who live and work in Haiti. Americans trying to locate family members in Haiti are encouraged to contact the State Department at 888-407-4747. I'm going to repeat that, 888-407-4747. Second, we've mobilized resources to help rescue efforts. Military overflights have assessed the damage, and by early afternoon, our civilian disaster assistance team are beginning to arrive. Search and rescue teams from Florida, Virginia, and California will arrive throughout today and tomorrow, and more rescue and medical equipment and emergency personnel are being prepared. Because in disasters such as this, the first hours and days are absolutely critical to saving lives and avoiding even greater tragedy, I have directed my teams to be as forward-leaning as possible in getting the help on the ground.
All right, and so there is help on the ground. One of the big military cargo planes did arrive and had food and water and all that kind of stuff, and the necessary support, or some of the support anyway, that they need on the ground, as it's hard to put into words, but just picture chaos and people who are in makeshift triage units getting help from these Doctors Without Borders and anyone that was close enough that they could pitch in, and it's just a search for finding who survived and who didn't. It's that simple. And sadly, there are kids that were killed, as I said, in this, and schools that collapsed, and it's certainly rough, no matter what the aftermath of this is. You have to feel for those thousands of folks who say it's like hell walking around and in the panic and just in that air of fear that is obviously surrounding Port-au-Prince and all the little nooks and crannies in between, because that's pretty much what it is. If you've ever seen shots of Haiti. I mean, it is an impoverished world. There is absolutely no question about that. And even the palace itself collapsed. So, wow. All right, we move from Haiti to the bank CEO saying, you know, are you sick of this comment that we just take verbatim? Like, okay, we screwed up. We certainly underestimated what was going on. Like, is everybody just that's the buzzword? Oof, gosh, we screwed up. We underestimated what was really happening. We're sorry about that. So you had four of the top guys, four top bank chief executives who were there getting probed, if you will, by a panel about the financial crisis that ensued. You know, what happened after it, and then the money and the bailout and whatever. And they said they made the mistakes. They didn't realize how bad it was. And there were a couple of heated exchanges. You had the head of the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission, a guy named Lloyd Blankenfein, and the Goldman Sachs CEO, who, you know, they kind of went head to head, and they both agreed that the banks had assumed too much exposure to risk at the height of the crisis, and, you know, the Goldman Sachs CEO wished he could go back and change things. And he said, you know, hey, I mean, anyone who thinks I wouldn't have changed it, they're crazy, knowing what happened. Of course I would go back and change that. And, you know, that just poked and prodded for more conversation as to how could they not know that. So this is this Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission, and that's officially the title. And there's 10 people on this commission that were appointed last summer by Congress. And you had the largest banks, Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley and J.P. Morgan Chase and Bank of America. And, you know, I felt from the transcripts I read, they were just trying to cover their own rear ends. And in talking about the bank's role in creating the crisis, they really, you know, it's like that faux apology. It felt like, for most of them, it felt like a faux apology to me. Yeah, I know, I'm wearing these Armani suits, driving my Jag, I had to let go of my fifth house. But, yeah, we had bonuses all the way around. I just don't think it's fair to tax the bonuses. Why should we pay the price? After all, we are a business. So, you know, what do you expect? And what are we inspiring here for the future business-wise? In fact, I'm going to let you hear what two of them had to say in off-the-cuff remarks. But, of course, there were big misses. I don't see why we can't really know the underbelly of this and some of the things that transpired, but I don't think that Manhattan Court of Appeals is going to basically let us see the roadmap to what happened and how many institutions were bailed out and how close they were to collapsing. Stay with us.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That Freddie Mac was a pimp, but now my mutual fund is the one walking with a limp. And Fannie Mae, you almost failed me, boo, but the faithful Fed, they failed you. Oh, Lehman Brothers, y'all got the shaft. The government said, good luck with that. And AIG, old Uncle Sam, he loaned you $85 billion. But now he's owned you. Some cry out, we've become a socialist state, while others say we need to regulate.
I had to let that run a little bit. I think it's very funny. Anyway, the bank CEOs, they weren't laughing. They were dressed in their expensive Italian suits, and they frankly used the excuse of not seeing the severity of the crisis. You know, all these guys with these big cat degrees, and I just don't get it. I'm going to go back to the same thing. I think some of us simple folks might have been able to see the severity of the crisis coming our way. I think they chose to turn a blind eye and thought that they could, you know, it's like the three-card Monty. Hey, I'm J.P. Morgan. I'm Bank of America. We can move this here and push this here and whatever. And so much of this goes back to the mortgage crisis, Fannie and Freddie, baby, and all that that entails, and giving people houses with no backing. With a, you know, someone walks in because they're going to get their share of it, and they could say whatever they wanted to say. Oh, I'm the senior vice president of the super car wash. Great. How much do you make a year? $250,000. Okay, well, we'll approve that. Boom. Now try to get the loan. They're so tight-fisted, even when you do have the credit numbers and the backing, you're lucky if you can get the loan that you need. So now it's gone full circle completely in the other direction. So anyway, it didn't wash with me, some of the stuff that I heard, but it's exactly what we've heard in the past. So they're just parroting what they've said, and this time it's just more on the record because you get the politics involved and you get the show. That's what you get. You get the show. For the price of your tax dollars, that way Senator XYZ looks good. Hey, it's a layup. You know, it's easy to ask a couple of tough questions to anyone, the CEO of JP Morgan or Bank of America. There's no risk in that. You're not walking down the plank of, ooh, I might have my constituents upset with me. Yeah. The only thing they're worried about is making sure they still have the bankers in their corner, because the bankers have so many lobbyists besides the healthcare folks. They, you know, which is six healthcare lobbyists to every one senator or congressperson, get in line. And next up is, of course, the banking industry. So on one of the networks, in heading into this committee hearing, they were asked a few questions by one of the reporters, and I thought some of it was, like I said, typical, but we'll let you hear the ambush.
I think we as a company are very sensitive because of our view of the economy and our role of helping drive the economy, that we need to be part of the solution to the coming out of this recession starting to grow. And so I don't think there's any disconnect with our company. I think that we're very sensitive to all those areas.
Well, at least with me it's zero.
All right.
So I'm not taking it. Well, look, I have to run a company, all right? And we've had a record revenue year. I've got to keep people in place. And if you go back and you look historically, or look in the last year during all the turmoil, a number of people have left, not just Morgan Stanley, but Goldman Sachs, other companies, to go either to other banks or to private equity. So there's still a very big market out there of demand for talented people. So we have to find the balance between what's prudent to run your business and at the same time being responsible to what's going on in the economy. And I think with a lot of this compensation being changed from cash to equity, that that's over 5 years, 6 years, and also most of us have put in clawbacks where there is some transaction that loses money the next following year after you've been paid, you have the right to take that money back. So I think by and large, firms are really trying to respond to that.
All right, whatever. Moving along from that, the question becomes, we're not going to get a sneak peek of what really happened behind the scenes. It's not going to happen because of the possibility of the run on banks. So truly, some of the strangest deals, we're not going to know anyway. To me, here's one of the solutions. Tim Geithner has to go. Got to go. Shouldn't have been in there in the first place. There was problems right from the beginning with Geithner and where he came from in his background and the whole tax thing with him anyway. You know, what happens if you and I owe taxes? Yeah, they're after you. They're garnishing the wages. Oh, you don't even make anything, but we're going to garnish the wages. Oh, but I'm sorry, you're making tons of money, and now you're going to be appointed to a huge position, and we're going to make you Treasury Secretary. Well, you just got to clean up this mess, buddy, and we'll just make it go away. It's no problem. Whether he does to pay the penalties or not, it doesn't matter. It's not the same treatment that we would get. Sadly, in talking about taxes, I have information that I've talked about all along. Beginning in 2011, I was figuring this out the other day in doing taxes. The tax rates that were in effect before the 2001 Bush tax cuts are all coming back. So the top income tax rate goes up to almost 40%. To be specific, 39.6% from 35. The bottom 10% bracket is eliminated. So really, even the lowest levels of a taxable income, you know what you're going to be taxed? 15%. Yeah, 15%. The Republicans want to preserve the Bush tax cuts, but that's not going to happen because the Democrats, they've got to have the higher rates. How can they have to use the revenues to help pay down the deficit or pay for these other programs and the other targeted breaks, right? So look for some big changes, not coming up in 2011. So not this time when you're doing the taxes. The next time it's gonna hurt. And state taxes will certainly soar. And that's why I rail so much on the health care taxes, because there's still no fixed agreement on which taxes are going to be included in health care reform, right? And there's some strong possibilities on taxes, limits on health savings accounts and how they can be used, increases in payroll taxes for Medicare. And these are all things that are still being hashed out behind, by the way, closed doors, so that anything can actually come out in that final bill, whatever happens to get in there. And it will affect us. I guarantee every person listening to me, I don't care how much money you make, you are going to be affected in some way by this. Let's go to Mark in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, a couple of things. First of all, anybody that thinks that, that God caused what happened in Haiti needs to have their head examined.
Yeah, the Pat Robertson comments elicited that because of more from the past. Yeah,
I consider myself a Christian, but if you're going to blame voodoo or a people's basic nature as being evil, why did an earthquake tear apart Adolf Hitler or communist China? Or you know what else I wanted to say? With the trillions of dollars that the bankers have stolen from us and how many lives they put in jeopardy, what they did to us, how come we haven't been hit here? And I got a weird feeling that something's going to happen to my beloved country. I'm not trying to be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the reason I bring that up is because I just saw something on the scroll on the news that the executives from Zales have just bailed out of the company, the diamond company.
Yeah.
I don't know why. That's my opinion. And at the same time, I've seen that now the House wants to subpoena Geithner's emails and his phone calls and everything else. It's about time the House got around to doing that, because John Crudell, who writes a business column for the New York Post, has been saying follow that and follow the phone calls between former Treasury Secretary Paulson, Geithner, Bernanke, when the Bush administration was still in, and then after the administration changed hands. He's been trying to get people to realize, because he does a little column in the Post, it's like on page 30,
right,
that I read religiously, and he's called Jim Cramer and Kudlow, both of them uninformed clowns, basically, as far as trying to keep people interested in what's going on in the market or keep it going up. But he wants to know why all these blank fine from Goldman Sachs, everybody involved in Goldman Sachs, what they were saying to each other, how they manipulated every single type of the market. So if Geithner takes a fall, I don't know who's going to replace him or what will make a difference. All I know is they've taken our money, Kate, and they've flown the coop. And that's why I feel like this. It's something's coming, and it's just I can't put my finger on it.
Right.
They took the trillions and they've split, and you know the American people have been suckered. And the taxes, look, I feel for the people that don't have a job. I feel for people that are small business that are struggling. If you have a job, if you have any type of income, I don't care what it is, they're going to tax it, and none of you want to come after our 401ks that they also put in place to say, hey, you know what, let's kind of shield you from. Not well market instability, but to give you a better return in Social Security and everything else, which is supposedly bankrupt, you know? So it's you know, I'm not on my normal soapbox ranting and raving, but they've stolen from us, and they just want us to keep paying. And hopefully the Chinese will keep loaning us money. Otherwise, we're totally screwed, hon.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said, actually, tonight, Mark. Thank you. He's right. They have definitely looted us. And that's why when they are trotted out and I have to listen to the nonsense, I can't, there's not one word of it I believe. They got richer is what happened, especially those CEOs all the way down the line. More on that next.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter's Mars. In other words, hold my hand, try to fix it. In other words, darling, kiss me.
Every once in a while, we roll out that Diana Krall. Boy, I like her music. Anybody know who she's married to? Just for fun, I'm throwing out this trivia. Elvis Costello, the great Elvis Costello. My musical tastes are all over the board. All right, here we are in America Tonight. Stretch drive time, up against it with 10 to go. If you want to throw in your 2 cents on some of the things that we've been talking about throughout this hour, you are certainly welcome to do that. Or you can shoot us an email the old-fashioned way, snail mail. People still do that. I'll tell you, we appreciate all the email we get on this show, a lot of it. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. In fact, I'll work in a quickie here, if you will, from Pete. Pete says, Kate, what was up with that guy in California? You were pretty gracious to him, but I could tell you wanted to chop his head off. What a bunch of crap out of Pat Robertson's mouth. I know the man's not a dummy. Maybe he's doing it to get ratings, because I'm sure he's not getting very high ratings on his network. I know that Pat Robertson has a following, but ratings-wise, I don't think that's their deal. Their deal is about the advertisers. And, we know the story. We certainly went back and said it, but was there something more sinister? And bigger and beyond us that happened in Haiti. I understand, Pete. I agree. How about this? The State Department says that at least 66 Americans, speaking of Haiti, have made their way to the American Embassy in Haiti for medical attention or other assistance in the aftermath. There were Americans that were there. A lot of them were aid people working for different agencies and trying to help help some of the people there, and they got caught in the middle of this. So I guess the good news for the people is the response has been pretty swift, and especially in an impoverished area like that, I mentioned this before, the key is, besides finding people that might still be alive, is for those that are hanging on, or those who are obviously homeless and don't have food or water or have children, all that sort of stuff. I mean, that's got to be the major concern, the displaced, and then, of course, ultimately finding the bodies and trying to put a number on what's happened. But, wow, it's, like I said, very, 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 very sad. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. This was a horrible story that somebody actually texted me from Cranberry, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania State Police say a man fatally ambushed a state trooper who was responding to a domestic dispute and then killed his wife before turning the gun on himself. Boy, I've said this before, as I have a brother-in-law who's a cop. Always the worst thing to answer is the call of the domestic dispute. And this Lieutenant Colonel Lenny Bandy said police couldn't see yelled from a window. The troopers responded to the house, and you know, shortly before noon on Wednesday, and when they yelled back for the man to present himself, they believe that he instead fired a shot, and it hit the trooper as he tried to enter a side door. So he didn't see it coming. The trooper, whose name is Paul Ritchie, didn't see it coming. He didn't have a chance to defend himself. He was ambushed. I mean, you know, that's what it is. They were able to respond after that, but the trooper sadly was pronounced dead at a nearby hospital. Boy, you hate hearing stories like that. Like I said, I think the incidents of domestic abuse are on the rise, and what's that attributed to? Partially the economy. It's just like Mark and I were just talking about, the who gets away with all the gold and what's happened, and the taxes we know are going up, and how stressed and how stretched the American people are at this point. You talk to a couple of generations ago and you talk about their way of life, which in many cases was so much different anyway, because you had relatives nearby, so when you needed help, you had three aunts down the street and whoever. And that's not how we live anyway, for most of us. And then you think of the cost of living, no matter where you are, particularly in some key spots like California and Chicago and some of the major urban areas, how people survive and even try to thrive, I have no clue, especially when they have a lot of mouths to feed. And I think that that's part of what's happening. You're seeing this stress now as we head into this next year really, really, really bubble over. No question about it. You can feel that tension, and certainly in some areas. And just imagine what happens with healthcare, and knowing as you're going into your older age, we have so many people that approach the time when they would need Medicaid and Medicare. Who knows what they'll be getting? Who knows how much they're going to have to pay, or what the system's going to look like at this point? This is why it's interesting. You have a Democratic congressman describing it as a gun to our head, but the one who's doing this is Congressman Anthony Weiner, who issued a very nasty statement, accused the Senate of conducting negotiations with the House while putting that gun right up there against their skulls. And the House, of course, has shown deference to the Senate in the whole process. But he's saying he's tired of hearing how hard it is to get the 60 votes in the Senate and getting 218 votes to pass the health care bill in the House wasn't easy. And of course, with this congressman, he wanted a public option. And he's saying, look, the House health care bill is better for the American people because it has the public option and gives you the choice and competition as well and lower costs, Medicaid relief to all the states, not just one. That, of course, is a gig to Nebraska and doesn't tax health care plans that many middle-class Americans have. See, that's what people don't realize, those taxes, taxes, taxes that will sneak in there that you have no idea are headed your way, whether or not it's 3 or 4 years down the line. You know how time rolls, and it's fast. Before you look up and before you know it, you'll be paying triple what you're paying, or at least double what you're paying for your health care. So here's the other side of that. The House Minority Whip, Eric Cantor, Republican from Virginia, said on Wednesday morning that the bill can be defeated. He is the second-ranking House Republican, of course, and he is explaining that he spent an hour in these meetings with members of his own conference strategizing on how to defeat the president's initiative. That, you know, he says we're looking at 37 Democrats in districts that are upset and vulnerable to the provisions of the health care bill. This is why we say when all the seats are up in the House, good luck trying to get those seats back. And Minority Leader John Boehner told his rank and file that the bottom line is we can beat this bill because the people in America are with us, and they do not want this to happen. And of course, when you hear things about tax and you hear some of what's going to be put into the final versions of the bill, it doesn't make you feel confident that this is the right course. Whether you're, I've said this before, ultra-liberal, conservative, in between, independent, whatever, I mean, really, a lot of people that I've talked to not at all happy with any of the discussions of what health care reform now looks like because the versions are so gunked up and we really, you know, we're not privy to what those final details are, which is why they're behind closed doors and we're not getting that transparency, right? All right, I choose to end this hour on a high note. It was Helen Keller who said, optimism is the faith that leads to achievement. Nothing can be done without hope or confidence.
You can't handle the truth.